Pakistan's biggest Islamic party, Jamaat Islami, organized a massive rally in the country's northwest to denounce what they call the U.S. aggression in their country's tribal areas and interference in their country's internal affairs.
This rally is a proof of our anger and disliking for the American policies of attacking the sovereignty of our country. We are determined not to rest until we push them out from our homeland, and we will not allow our puppet government to fulfill the American dream.
People in their thousands came to join the rally to voice anger over the U.S. assassination drone strikes in the tribal areas along the border with Afghanistan, saying the attacks have been killing innocent people and are a clear violation of their country's sovereignty.
The U.S. is behind all the terrorist activities across the globe. Its assassination drone attacks have been killing only innocent civilians, defenseless women and children.
Despite Pakistani government's repeated protest, the U.S. government continues its assassination drone strikes on Pakistan's tribal regions. And since 2008, it has carried out hundreds of its assassination drone attacks in Pakistan's northwest, killing more than 3,000 people. Washington claims its drone strikes target Al-Qaeda-linked pro-Taliban militants. However, casualty figures show that civilians, including women and children, are the main victims of these attacks. Leaders of the party said the U.S. was carrying out genocide of the Pashtuns in Afghanistan and northwest Pakistan through its assassination drone attacks, alleging their rulers were responsible for it. They also demanded an immediate end to such attacks. Anti-U.S. sentiment runs high among the protesters, who say that their country has been faced with the worst political, economic and security situation since it has become an ally of the U.S. in its so-called war against terror. Zahid Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.